USA News, I'm John Schaefer. We're learning more about the gunman in today's deadly school shooting in Nashville. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says she was a 28-year-old transgender female who was a former student of the school, and he says she had planned out the shooting.
We've also determined there were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance, entry points, etc.
Those were found along with a manifesto during a search of the woman's residence. Three students and three staff members at Covenant Presbyterian School were killed along with the suspect. President Biden speaking out on gun violence after that shooting in Nashville today is again urging Congress to act.
I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we begin to make some more progress.
The suspect was armed with two assault-style rifles and a handgun. The New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump has reconvened again for the first time in a week. Jurors heard from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who was allegedly familiar with so-called catch-and-kill payments that would be used to help squash negative stories about Trump before the 2016 election. Still no word on when the Manhattan District Attorney might ask the grand jury to vote on possible charges against Trump. Senate Democrats are urging the Department of Defense to protect abortion access for military members. In a letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Democrats argued restricting abortion care for service members and their dependents harms the health and readiness of the military. 13 states banned abortion, and several others are considering tougher restrictions after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Contaminated eye drops that have caused three deaths and blindness in at least eight people have been recalled by the FDA. The CDC blames a bacteria known as Pseudomonas for at least 68 recent eye drop contamination cases in 16 states. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
A rally was held today to show support for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Congressman Adriano Espaillat, among the elected officials saying they will not be intimidated by Donald Trump's threats or criticisms.
We're here to watch our DA's back to ensure that no one bullies their way through, and this allows a process to continue forward.
Bragg has been leading an investigation into the 2016 Trump hush money payment case. Last week, bomb threats were called in against local authorities, and Friday, a suspicious white powder was found in an envelope mailed to Bragg. First Citizens Bank agreed today to acquire failed Silicon Valley Bank.
First Citizens Bank shares are set to close one chapter in the financial crisis that has ripped through markets around the globe. The FDIC, which took control of SVP earlier this month, said it has received equity appreciation rights in the First Citizens Bank shares stock with a potential value of up to $500 million as part of the deal. Under the deal itself, First Citizens Bank and Trust Company will assume SVB assets of $110 billion, deposits of $56 billion, and loans of $72 billion. I'm Skip Kelly.
Pink slips are flying at Disney. According to a memo sent by CEO Bob Iger, layoffs will begin this week and will total 7,000 employees. Taylor Swift fans in a Los Angeles court today over the ticket fiasco that prompted a congressional inquiry. The federal court hearing the case brought by fans who claim Ticketmaster and Live Nation violated antitrust laws. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.